It's a gloomy and damp Tuesday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. At times, the rain has been heavy today. At other points, the rain has been relatively light or even tapered off to a bit of drizzle. Moving through the late day and early evening, there is potential for some more showers, maybe even a thunderstorm in a couple of spots. And then we'll see things slowly dry out overnight in terms of the steadier or heavier rain, though some showers will linger, and some areas of locally dense fog are likely as well. We see a bit of a break in the weather tomorrow, at least in most areas, and then another storm will threaten later this week, and the one on Thursday into Friday looks more intense than the storm coming through today, so there's potential for more heavy rainfall and also some thunder, and with the rain today, more rain coming, and also snowmelt occurring, there is potential for some flooding, and a flood watch is in effect all the way through Saturday. For now, we're looking at clouds and some showers across the region as low pressure continues to work its way through. Showers are likely, especially through the first part of the night. Then as we go through the rest of the night, a few spotty showers are likely, and we'll have some areas of fog and drizzle to wrap up the night. Temperatures overnight will be relatively pleasant for this time of year in terms of the thermometer, but because it'll be drizzly and misty, it'll feel rather damp and raw. Temperatures will be generally in the upper 30s to low 40s. For the day tomorrow, high pressure builds in briefly, and for most of us, it looks to be a pretty nice day with partly sunny skies and temperatures moving up into the 50s. A few spots south of Albany may hit 60 tomorrow afternoon. Across the North Country, though, it will be a cloudier day, and there is the chance that we see at least a few passing showers or sprinkles as the day moves along. And with the clouds in place, it'll be cooler with highs only in the 40s. And then on Thursday, we're all back into the clouds and rain once again. There is the small chance of a wintry mix at the onset of the storm late tomorrow night into early Thursday morning, especially north and east of Albany. But by and large, the storm on Thursday looks to be wet with periods of rain, some downpours, and thunder. And again, I mentioned that flood watch. We're going to have to keep a close eye on the river levels in the coming days. And also, there's potential for what we call poor drainage flooding, or basically roadways that become inundated with water because of heavy rainfall. And those showers will linger into Friday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy, scattered showers, areas of fog and drizzle, low in the 30s to around 40. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers, high 46 to 52. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with scattered showers, areas of fog and drizzle, low in the 30s to around 40. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 48 to 56. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with scattered showers, areas of fog and drizzle, low 40 to 45. Tomorrow, partly sunny, with highs in the 50s to around 60. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy with scattered showers, areas of fog and drizzle, low in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide on Thursday, cloudy with rain likely, possible downpours and thunderstorms, some mixing is possible north and east of Albany, highs in the 40s to around 50, and on Friday, cloudy with showers likely, and highs in the 40s to lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.